Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Tuesday's an election. Get out and vote. It's time to figure out who the winners and losers are. And with that, I'm bringing in my last political person of the season.
Last but not least.
Tammy Wilson, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
Doing well. So you go do Michael Dukes, but you don't do me on the show.
It's so hard to get in on this one. I had to sleep out on the front.
You really had to,
for a week.
I am not easy. I'm popular, but you, I saved the best for last.
But I finally got in. I just had to wait my turn.
How's your campaign going?
It's going good. I mean, people are awesome, going out there and talking to them. And we do it not just at election time. We do it, throughout the last 3 years because it's all about the needs of those that live here, right?
Yeah.
They all want to vote for, the federal government or even state. And they forget about us down here, but we have the biggest impact on private property rights and just your everyday living.
Yeah, it really is. Your closest government is your local government.
Right, because they always we want local control, right? You hear that all the time. We want local control. Well, you do, unless they don't believe what you do. And then local control really kind of sucks. So, this is the opportunity to take that.
With the wrong people in, it really will suck.
Well, it has, right?
Yeah.
We've had fines for air quality. We've had, let's go out there and do the climate action or do trails and take people's property.
What I've always found is the left wants to tell you and dictate to you how you're going to live. The right will let you live the way you want to live.
And we're trying to take the stuff back.
Yeah, and be responsible for yourself. The left wants to be responsible for you. The right wants you to be responsible for yourself.
Right, and it's a different mentality, too, that collectively it's all of our property.
Mm-hmm.
And collectively it is not all of our property. It is my property and your property and buy it if you want it.
I'm a real estate broker. The first sentence in the real estate credence of the National Association of Realtors is, beneath all is land.
That is a good way to start.
Beneath all land is 80% or 85% of the revenue from the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Sadly, that's true as well,
But fortunately, you guys did this year in your budget, you left money on the table. You didn't go after everything you could.
Correct.
You were more affordable.
Absolutely.
You were more conscious on spending.
So we started in the hole,
mm-hmm,
because of the 6.5% increase.
Yep.
That we had to have because of, inflation. And so just to start with, just to stay even, because that's employee raises on that and steps and all the other things that you have, we had to be more efficient just to put that in. And so literally we looked at each and every project and do we need to do this? Why do we need to do this? And should we be doing this? And I think this last year has really shown that more of we are a second-class borough. And everybody's like, what's a borough? What do you do? We're not the city, that you are the mayor of, where you have fire, road, EMS and all the other stuff to go together. Those are individualized out there, and they get to choose what they want to be able to do. And what we've seen is that through our comprehensive plan, that the borough thinks they have road powers. They think they have trail powers. They think they have...
They want them.
Yeah. And it's what they want, but they want to go through a back door to have them.
Yeah.
And they sneak it through when people are raising their children, you know, trying to have a vacation, trying to work, and all those other things, and they don't show up at the assembly meetings, and the only time they find out about it is when they want to do something. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, you can't do that. Well, I used to be able to do that, but then somebody came along and decided they knew what was best for you versus you.
Left.
Yes. Put mildly.
Well, what gets me about this election is the outside money that's just coming in.
It's crazy. Yeah. This is a local election, right? Yeah. And I mean, we have tens of thousands of dollars coming from D.C.
Why is Planned Parenthood investing in a local election?
That is a really, really good question. And not just that, how do they know what we want?
Yeah.
And that's what the door hangers say, is basically like everybody in Fairbanks wants us to teach sex education in schools. When's the last time you were in a school? When did you talk to a parent? How did you really come up with this answer?
Why is Washington, D.C., like you brought up, Colorado, and Anchorage investing in the Fairbanks, North Star Borough, City of Fairbanks's Fairbanks School District's election?
And it should scare you.
Yeah.
It really should, because it's not just the school board members, if you look at them. It also brings into the assembly members, to one, first thing that second-class boroughs can't do, and second, it's none of their business, because they do not live here. But, you know, obviously it doesn't stop them.
Again, the left wants to control how we do our things.
Right, and you just look at the other things that we've done. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we had nonprofits, and churches with churches are also nonprofits. But I'd like to make that distinction, because I think some people don't realize they're on the same group, coming to us and saying, you have an assessor who's out of control.
Yeah.
First of all, that is correct, and no laws have changed, none.
Nothing has changed except for the policy of
interpretation of one person.
Yeah.
And so when one of the churches came in and testified that they have spent over $140,000 in the last, I believe, 3 years on taxes, you could literally have dropped a pin in that room. Everybody, I don't care what side you were on, it was unbelievable. What they've done is they've said, okay, so you, whether it's a food bank or it's the church, has said, here's your building, we're going to draw an imaginary line. Anything else outside of that imaginary line is going to be taxable, no matter what you're doing with it. And if you don't like it, you can go to court.
Was this the local assessor or the state assessor?
No, it's our local assessor.
Sicily.
Doing it. Yes, it is our local assessor.
Terminator.
And so...
immediate termination.
And look, well, we asked. We have, on the assembly, because they're like, when I brought this ordinance, they're like, so they could go to the Board of Equalization instead of straight to court. Well, that doesn't fix the problem. They are absolutely correct that it doesn't fix the problem. But we, the assembly, cannot fire somebody,
who's causing the problem.
Right. And make them even justify where they're coming up with, because it's never happened before. That should tell you something immediately. And why would we want you to be?
Since 1964, when the Fairbanks North Star Borough, for 58 years, now in the 59th year, a different interpretation.
Well, it's not just the interpretation. She's going after them.
Yeah.
So even our senior center doesn't think I can't charge you $5 for a meal because, oh my goodness, I'm charging. Now they're going to take my non-profit status away. That's not how it was supposed to. Look at poor Camp Liwa.
Yeah.
Over 2 years they have been in court. Nothing has been decided. So we, the borough, say it doesn't cost us anything because we already have attorneys. Well, just so you know, people, we don't have any attorneys because nobody will work for the borough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the camp who was trying to do it to make money to be able to help those who come to the camp to do their motion. And what I love about this whole thing is that they had a case very similar in Palmer. And it went to the camp and said, you can go and earn money at a certain level. Can't be like a huge amount because you're supposed to have donors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're putting it back into your mission, you can do it. So I'm like, well, why don't we just use that same type of thing?
Yeah, they're putting it back into the mission.
Absolutely. And they go, oh, well, it didn't go to the Supreme Court of Alaska, so it's just one judge saying it. Well, what is it up here?
Well, it's been adjudicated. You're right. It's been adjudicated. That's where it stopped.
Right. Why would you take it to another level when it's already been decided?
It's been adjudicated.
But every church member out there, everybody who's ever given to their church or nonprofit should realize that we do have a group that's going after these people. They're people that we want here, look at the food bank. They, you know, $8,000, it doesn't seem like a lot. But how much food does that buy for those who don't have any?
Yeah.
And that's just 1 year. You know, and
we one gave, property.
We gave land to somebody else. We sold a little strip, right? Nobody else could use it. They go in, and because they were doing a co-payment, which is required by law, they took their nonprofit away from them. And I'm pretty sure they've closed since then. So is that really what kind of government that we want?
No. It is not.
And, not at all.
It's interesting in a sad way. What keeps coming up, what keeps raising its head, it's never stopping. And it's like whack-a-mole.
It is. But, you know, it's when people stop paying attention.
Yeah.
Right? It's when they think that they can just put out these pretty flyers, you know, bash us for whatever they want to. Oh, well, we'll tell our story even though it's not true because, you know, the other side won't come out and
vote. Take outside money to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, try to compete with that.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. Tammy Wilson, assembly member, is in the house with me. 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
In the past, we watched as the Borough Assembly became more progressive, moving to ideas and philosophies where bigger government was the answer to all our problems. But today, we have a balance on the Assembly, with five voices that help keep government in check. But there's only one way to keep that balance. You have to vote. Keep those five voices representing you. Get out. Bring a friend. Encourage others. Don't get complacent. Come out this October and vote Tammy Wilson for Borough Assembly. Paid for by Wilson for Borough Assembly. 571 Canoro Road, North Pole.
Here are some facts to mull over as our trucks prepare to join you on the road. Kinross's trucking partner, Black Gold Transport, is headquartered right here in the golden heart of Alaska and has 36 years of experience and an outstanding safety record. The trucks are brand new and will be driven by drivers with experience in cold weather. The engines are highly efficient with low emissions. That's important because we all live here too. Get more facts at justthefactsak.com.
Don't miss the Tennenaw Valley State Fair Association Fall Festival, Saturday, October 7th, noon to 4. Fall is a colorful time of year, and we're celebrating with food trucks, music, hayrides, a petting zoo, games, a movie, story time, and much more. You'll also be able to pick out a pumpkin and purchase it on the spot. The Fall Festival, Saturday, October 7th, noon to 4, at the Tennenaw Valley State Fairgrounds. Get out of the house, bring the kids, as this will be fun for all. Only $5 per person or $12 for a single family. For more information, call 907-452-3750.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motor, home, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Daytime highs approaching 43. Today, under overcast skies, with a chance for mixed precipitation. Winds out of the southeast, around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 27. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 49. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Tammy Wilson. Now, here's something that your assembly did that had never been done before. You, for the first time ever, had a supplemental funding budget for the school district.
Absolutely.
Because it was needed, it was required, and it had never been done before.
No, and what we were doing is we were waiting to see what happened,
yep.
You know, with the state funding, because the state funding came in after we were required to be able to. So we, on purpose, set money aside, knowing that it could possibly be that the governor, you know, was going to veto some of it. We didn't know for sure. But we wanted to make sure that there was going to be money there for them to be able
available.
To do that.
Yep.
And so when it did happen, we absolutely did put that in for them. And there, by the time you added the $8 million plus the additional $5 million that we gave, literally was over the amount that they came requesting in the very beginning.
What was it like having Tim Dorn and Brandy Hardy just be so disrespectful to you?
You know, when Tim was up there, the sad thing is he was telling things he knew wasn't true.
Yeah.
You know, he knew that pink slips weren't going out. That was all solved in the legislature years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, if you don't give this money to us right now, this is what's going to happen. Really, what would have happened if we had done that up front would have been a disadvantage, you know, for the union contracts, for the other things that they still
they would have taken more.
Had to be able to take care of. Because, as we know, the state funding was a one-time funding.
Yeah.
So if you base all of your contracts off of one-time funding and next year it doesn't happen, then what happens? You know,
you've overreached.
And you fall off that cliff, right? The cliff that everybody continues to talk about. And not just that, it was like even after the extra money, more than, like I said, they asked for, Mr. Doran, again, is like, well, it's not enough because it's not enough to put all the social projects into the classroom when all we're asking is reading, writing, and arithmetic. And I liked, we were on KJMP, I think a week ago, and he's talking about these standardized tests, right? Well, we can't go by those standardized tests. They don't test everybody, and they don't do this, and they don't do that. Well, we're the only one that's at the bottom. So what do you think the other, you know, states are doing okay? Because their kids are reading and doing math and English at a level, and they're not worried about all these other
items.
Programs that should happen at the home, you know, and determine what they want to do and through, you know, their churches and
everything
else.
Why do you think homeschooling has become so popular?
Well, I understand that they were looking for kindergartners. You know, I wonder why. Because people are finally to a point. I'm not going to have my kids indoctrinated.
Yeah.
I want them to be able to teach what they do. And the sad thing in the school district, they make $2 million over what they give homeschoolers to use in their regular budget. $2 million. So it's like a cash cow to them instead of saying, what are they giving and doing that parents want?
The homeschooler subsidized.
Huge.
Yep.
Well, and it's not just that. It's like, why is this election so important? Why is it important to have April, Maggie, and Michael elected? Because anything that happens can be undone.
Yeah.
So you had that whole sex education supplemental that was pretty, pretty bad and did not belong in schools whatsoever and got voted down. Well, we've already heard from the group that's out there that they're going to bring it right back up if they win this election and it's going to go into the classroom. Is that what your kids want? You want your kids to learn that type of stuff in a classroom? Well, I would hope the answer is no, because it's none of their business.
That's parental rights to teach.
Absolutely. And who does all that go through but the school board? And the same thing on the assembly, you know. How appalled we were that you could have a piece of property, right? Anywhere, right? And think you have, oh, it's my property and I want to split it up amongst my kids, right? No big deal. Oh, but there's this trail that was going to be going it. You don't know that trail's there? Because unless you go look at the trails plan, it's not on your deed.
Yeah,
it's not on anything. The realtor doesn't know
about
it.
No, not at all.
Nobody knows. And
it's not on an oversight or an overview.
None. So you bring it in. They're like, oh, well, Miss Wilson, you're going to have to give us this.
It's a taking.
Taking, right? Oh, but we're really good here in the borough, so we can go around it. Well, now you're going to go on the edge of my property 5 feet all the way around that I would have to clear. Who could do that? And not just that, then if I clear it the first time, who clears it the second time? And then we ask, well, what happens if somebody hits my house or destroys my property? And you know what the borough said?
It's on you.
Yeah, not my problem. I mean, that's a taking. If the city tried to do that, there is a whole legal process that has to happen.
It's called condemnation.
And here we use our platting process for something that never should have been used for, and we think it's okay. And so if we can't use our platting, let's use our zoning. This one was insane. We're going to take rural property. What's the definition of rural property? You have to take your boat or your plane. You're not driving into that property. Already general use, which means besides like a nuclear plant or a prison.
Trash,
So like that, you can do what you want with your property. We get before the mayor's like, well, we need to put this new zoning offered out there to people that would be very restrictive, right? Setback lines of like 50 feet. You can only put like one building on every 3/4 acre. And we're like, who would do that?
So why are you doing this?
For whom are you doing that for is what the real question was, right?
Okay. For whom were they doing that for?
And they were just like, oh, well, you know, nobody would have their zoning changed for them. Really? So I brought up, I'm like, so help me understand this. I'm pretty sure that if there's like five of us that own property and three of the five are like, we don't like what the two of you are doing, right? Or even thinking about doing. So we can put in a zoning change and make you more restrictive. And unless you've started that business, just an idea, You've now bought a property that you can't do basically anything with. And if you do have a business, you could never grow it. So grandfather rights are good because they let you keep what you have, but they don't allow you to grow what you have. So so back to, like I said, who didn't like whom? And why are we continuing to think government or other people can have more control over your property than not? And those kinds of things, they're going to go through if Aaron, Jimmy, and I don't get elected, because we were the only ones in there, besides with Brett and Barbara's help, that stopped that from happening. So all those 5-4 votes you saw on this last year to finally start, you know, getting us back to government, getting out of your life, goes away in
so
one spot.
So Mindy, Savannah, Crystal, and Dave.
Yeah, and all those things that they voted for and
like
lost.
Like a climate action plan.
Yeah, because why would we care if you have powers to do that or not?
Why would we care that we want to shut down fossil fuels and go green, totally green by 2030, 7 years? Oh, by the way, we did a 20-year contract with IGU and up at Prudhoe Bay to get gas. And Cook Inlet is running out. Yeah, Cook Inlet's running out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, that was such an overreach of powers that they don't have.
No, and if you want to have those powers, there's a way of doing it. The reason they're not doing it is because they know we don't want it.
I remember right after the election, and the new presiding officer was put in that took Mindy's place, and Aaron totally redid the board of this climate action plan. I was at an event. She goes, "Would you have done that? You know, can you believe he did that?" And I looked at her and I said, "You should be thankful that there's still a board for a climate action plan. I would have, you know, thrown the whole thing in the trash can and stopped it and never even had a climate action plan with what you guys pulled out. You guys were so heinous." And she didn't like that answer from me.
But if you didn't get to step one, I mean, I voted against having it together because it's not our power to
be able exactly.
to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they can have a group.
So you voted against it because it's not your power. They voted against it because they didn't like it.
Oh, absolutely. They didn't like it. And it had, at the end of the day,
they want the power, but they didn't like the plan.
Well, and the plan had both plans in it, right? So it's like you only wanted one side of the plan and not the other side of the plan. And you couldn't do anything with the plan in the first place because, again, you know, we are a second-class borough, and we have to vote those things in.
And how much did you spend on that, $76,000?
Something crazy.
So, yeah.
And again, how were we able to do that?
The first budget was $79,000. Then I don't know what happened after that.
I think that was most of what they did because they were just finishing up, you know, the experts' opinions.
You know, I guess I consider myself a conservative because I rigorously try and spend every dollar in a way that it goes the farthest, and I try and stay in a lane and not take more or produce more in government that I'm not supposed to produce.
Which is what we get in trouble for questioning, right? Use the Hutchinson boiler system. You know, we did delay it because we asked, "What are you going to do?" You know, what happened was that they were getting heat from the power plant up at the UAF and the pipes under the ground or something, you know, was no longer
viable.
In good shape, right? Or was going to be bad pretty quickly. And we weren't just going to say, take $1 million and go do whatever you want.
No,
with
I
want
to see what you're doing.
You know?
Yeah.
And on top of it, guess what we found out yesterday? They only spent $675,000. So when Ms. Haney said, "Well, why is it 675 and not a million?" And we could get it. "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about." We hear from the administration. We're like, "It's paper you gave us before the meeting. What do you mean you don't know?" So at the end of the meeting, I'm like, "Well, where did the other $375,000 go?" I mean, because we put $1 million into
it. It should not have been spent on anything.
We're not sure what. No answers. No answers for these kind of monies. And it is our responsibility to question, right, to make sure you get the best for your money.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to give you some bumper music from Melissa because she's a great rocker. Some Scorpions rock me like a hurricane. Then we're going to go into some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather. But here's some great bumper music. We'll be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Lawrence, California Senator Dianne Feinstein. She died at the age of 90. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
From the city of San Francisco to the halls of Congress, Senator Feinstein turned her passion into purpose to benefit the lives of all Americans.
Senator Feinstein has been sick for some time. She was coming to Congress in a wheelchair. She was 90 years old. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says they're going to expand an ongoing strike affecting the big three Detroit automakers.
I'm still very hopeful that we can reach a deal that reflects the incredible sacrifices and contributions our members have made over the last decade.
The strike will spread to 7,000 more workers at a Chicago Ford plant. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A small plane that crashed in rural Alaska earlier this month, killing Eugene Peltola, 57, the husband of U.S. Representative Mary Peltola, was carrying more than 500 pounds of moose meat and antlers from a remote hunting camp when it went down shortly after takeoff, according to an investigation report released Thursday. Eugene Peltola was the only person aboard the plane that crashed September 12th, about 65 miles northeast of the small western Alaska community of St. Mary's. He was found conscious but died at the scene, the initial report from the National Transportation Safety Board states. A final report with probable cause findings could take up to 2 years, the NTSB has said. There was no evidence to indicate catastrophic engine failure, and the plane was not emitting smoke or vapors, the report says. The plane's cargo load weighed at the crash site was about 520 pounds that consisted primarily of moose meat and a set of moose antlers, according to the report. Peltola was a former Alaska Regional Director for the Bureau of Indian Affairs and worked for years for the U.S.
Online at KFAR660.com.
When it comes to running a city, well, experience counts. Lonnie Marney has that experience. Lived in Fairbanks for decades, raising a family, owning a home. For the last 3 years, Lonnie's been on your city council, working with two mayors, staff, and the great employees of the city, balancing a budget and keeping property taxes low. On October 3rd, please vote for Lonnie Marney, City Council seat E, because experience counts.
I'm Lonnie Marney. I would be honored to have your vote on October 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Lonnie Marney for City Council seat E.
And paid for by Linear Marketing Group. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $17,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-480-7003 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-480-7003. That's 800-480-7003. Again, 800-480-7003.
Some people accuse me of laying down on the job. Well, they're not wrong. That's how it works. Septic tanks are made to lay down on the job. I did not choose my profession. It is lonely and far from easy, but it's honest work, and I do it well with a little help from my family. They have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. I find it quite invigorating, and I continue to serve them much better.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Tammy Wilson in the studio with me here. You've got 4 more days of campaigning.
4 more days.
A weekend and a wake-up, and then it's over.
Yes, and hopefully it'll stay sunny because, you know, holding signs and waving them in the rain is, well,
you got to suck it up. You got to suck it up, Buttercup. Come on.
Hey, you know, it beats
take
negative
one for
40.
The team.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's better than
the
November elections.
I know. God, goodness gracious. Have you enjoyed it?
I have. You know, it's people are engaged during election time, right? They want.
Yeah.
It seems like that's the perfect time to ask those questions and figure out what it is. And we don't always know the answer, but we know usually where to go back and figure out what it is and make sure that people are, you know, get the things that they need to get when they're out there. But one of the ordinances that we are bringing forward is to, again, we're going to try again, to move the elections to November. The amount of people that vote in the November election is just like so much more, you know, over double what they do in October. Now, is that because they advertise more and there's more notice out there? But I just think if you can go on one date, of course, you'd have to stand in two lines, but I think people got time for that. You know, you'd have to do like the state, you know, federal election, and then you would have the borough election. Of course, they put a price tag of $190,000 because of all the new tables and chairs, and I'm not too sure I like the ordinance type thing, but
I'm going to let you know now, I've written a resolution not to support that.
Well, that's okay, because I think we have to have that discussion. It's worked in Wasilla.
Yeah.
They've turned their group conservative over doing it, and we have a big mayor election next year, and
for us, it's problematic.
Well, you know, change always is problematic. So
I think changing for that is a problem in itself.
Well, you always have to have the discussion, and whatever happens will happen, because you don't know what will happen until you put out. I think it was interesting, the League of Women Voters, they had jelly beans in a jar showing how many people could vote mm-hmm. and how many people did vote, and it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was barely anything in the one that does it. And then people wonder why our government goes in one direction or goes in another direction. It's because very few people
now, hold get involved. First of all, never compare us with Matsu. Don't even go there. We have Esther, and we have Salcha, and I live in a purple state, Fairbanks. So don't say we're going to be like Matsu. Don't ever use that as an example.
I said that that's
where you have who do you have down there as elected officials on the state side?
No, we're not talking about the state.
Oh, but still, you said like Matsu.
Burrow.
Like Matsu. Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever helps people be able to vote more.
What did you guys kick him out of the caucus?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you didn't do anything.
And we're talking about the borough side. See, he's getting into state because that makes things more exciting.
You used them as an example, and I'm showing you an example of craziness.
Right. Well, the state has their own problems. We're trying to make sure the borough doesn't have the same problems as the state does.
Hmm.
What a thought. What an idea, right?
I think the city of Fairbanks will just keep our own election dates.
But, I mean, just think about it. I mean, we live in an environment where it's colder than anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily have all the same things they have down there.
So you want to have it in November. Yeah, okay.
I wave signs out there every time and make it a 40.
What gets me is one of my big things is you don't put the local people with the state. They'll be drowned out.
Get drowned out anyway, honestly. When we have big elections, you know, between a primary and the other.
From September 1 to October 1, we don't. We don't get drowned out.
Yeah.
About 25th of September, that's when the heavy start coming in. So you have every other year, you have silence and quietness like right now.
But if we move the date every other year, we would still have silence.
Yeah.
Because I still don't vote anyway.
No.
So anyway. Stay tuned on Thursday night. So we'll have our work session on Thursday night. Also, we will have discussion. We had the surveyors come in. So we have this problem of illegal lots. Again, this is a borough problem, right?
Yeah.
This is, again, a Fairbanks North Star borough problem, not a state problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an attorney that believes that these illegal lots should not be able to be developed unless you can kind of like go back to whoever actually did the splitting in the first place. And you're just like, punishing people.
They're dead.
Dead, gone, who knows where, right?
Yeah.
And so we can, again, through the planning process, say, okay, you didn't cause the problem, and mm-hmm. therefore, if you didn't cause the problem, then we're going to treat you just like anybody else coming through the planning. Instead, and I'll give this to the mayor, and I'm a co-sponsor, and we kind of got they were really upset with us last night because they said it's too rigid. I completely agree with them, but we had to get the ordinance away from the attorney and onto the floor
to start
talking about.
I saw they put it in front of me. The surveyor for the city of Fairbanks brought it to me and he showed me this paragraph where you weren't the person who caused the problem.
Right.
You're not going to profit from the problem.
Correct.
That was caused. And it's not stopping the borough from going after the person who caused the problem.
Correct.
And I thought, yeah.
And that's all it should be.
Yeah.
You're done. You sign the thing. You say it's done.
Yeah.
You go through the planning. But no, we have all these other steps, but we can't put an ordinance forward without the attorney's approval. And we've been trying for like, oh yeah, that's one of our, that's something we've been doing to ourselves. But anyway, maybe something needs to be changed.
What?
And so we, you know, I mean, Ms. Haney has been working on her own, trying to get something out. The mayor's been working on something. I actually had one written by her. And then when I said, okay, fine, let's just put it out there. Let's figure out on, you know, the floor what else we need to do. And she's like, oh, no, it has problems. And we're like, I'm like, you wrote it. I mean, why does it have problems? So anyway, we finally got something out of the attorney. So now we can look at those. And the surveyors are going to be meeting on the 10th. We're going to meet with them and hopefully use a big red pen and try to make it workable. So your guy hopefully will come as well.
I think he is.
Good.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on Cafe Ara with Tammy Wilson, and your name is? Excuse me, the Tammy Wilson.
Randy.
Randy, how you doing?
Good. I have a kind of a slightly different subject, if you don't mind. Or
is it about elections?
Well, yeah, it ties into it, but it's
make it fast
about a national story. Did you hear about in 2018 how Starbucks in Philadelphia, they had two people come in, two black guys, and they wanted to use the restroom, and the person there at Starbucks said, well, you have to be a paying customer. But they said, well, we're just waiting for someone to join us and have a meeting about real estate. Anyway, they refused to leave. They didn't want to buy anything. And eventually the police were called, and they were arrested for trespassing, though they were never charged with anything.
Randy, where are you going with this?
Well, where I'm going to it is a manager upstream for Starbucks named Shannon Phillips was ultimately fired. It caused an enormous uproar, this incident, which was on video. And she was fired, but she then later, I guess in this year, according to this June article of this year, won a $25 million wrongful termination suit, which I consider armed robbery. I consider that Starbucks, even though maybe her firing was...
Randy, I appreciate that, but I think I have to bring us back to Tammy Wilson in here and talking about the borough and items like that.
Okay. So. Well, the city here's the bottom line. The city election, very important that we do not get a massive anti-discrimination law passed ever, because it teaches people to support armed robbery like this lady who worked for Starbucks. That's my point.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You take care.
Okay. Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Assembly Member Tammy Wilson. I'm keep on trying to say representative, but anyway, you're with Tammy. Your name is?
Hi, this is Mike. I'd like Ms. Wilson to elaborate on the Hutchinson High School heating system vote, because that's been something mentioned by the other side, and I'm not familiar with that, and I'll listen on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. So they were getting all their heat from the coal plant up at the university, but the pipes that were pumping it in were, they haven't gone deteriorating
rotting
completely,
away.
But they were
rotting
going
away.
To. And so we were being proactive, and we got from the borough mayor that they wanted $1 million. And we started questioning on what kind of system, how are you going to be able to do this? Can we help and continue the heat coming down? What was the best action? And they couldn't answer the questions. They couldn't answer any of those. So we postponed it because we're like, we need the answers of exactly what you're going to be putting in there so that we can justify it to the voters. Well, the next week they did come back. They did have the information on why they were picking certain systems, approximately how much it was going to cost, and we voted to approve it. And what was interesting, last night we were giving further information that it didn't even cost $1 million. It was like $625,000. And so when we also questioned that in some of our comments of like, where did the other $375,000 go? They had no idea what we were talking about, even though it was their information.
Basically, they should say it was under budget and we still have the money.
Right. And what was and the misinformation out there, they're making it sound like we didn't approve having that money put in there. We knew it needed a new heating system, but you can't just give somebody $1 million with no explanation on how it's going to be spent.
Actually, yes, you can. The other side would do that.
Okay, we weren't going to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
We needed the explanation. And that's been the frustration in the last year, is not having all the information from a lot of these dollar amounts in excess of $1 million.
Ready for a phone call?
Absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Tammy Wilson, and your name is?
Hey, this is Craig.
Craig, what are you up to?
Oh, it just, you know, I just wanted to thank Tammy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got a cow moose again.
No.
You sure? Like last year?
Anyway.
And he shot that pigeon on the Polaris building? I mean, that Peregrine Falcon?
Yeah. Did you see when I posted on Facebook what those, when you had the bags of garbage? That said those are
I said those are rhino eggs.
Anyway, listen, I just want to take a minute and thank Tammy for years of budget hawkery. She's just kind of been watching out for the city and the town, and I just appreciate that. You know, people get beat up all the time when they do that by the other side. I know she's got a pretty strong spine, but I just want to say thanks a lot. I wish we had more people that really looked after the nickels and dimes like Tammy does. So just a quick shout out, say thanks.
When you watch out for the nickels and dimes, it makes the dollars go farther.
It sure does, and we need that right now.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Who are you voting for on Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know. You know the conservatives. You know me. I go for the conservatives all the time. So we're trying to keep this town alive, and you can't do it when you just spend it more like Biden does.
And, Craig, we'll be sending out a text, right, with everybody on there, right, Craig?
I always do that. Yeah, I haven't put it together yet, but I always do it. And a lot of people appreciate it. They just don't have time to pay attention that close. So I think I sent out about 120 to my friends and family, and I'll get one that says, hey, not, you know.
I'll get one or two that say stop. I'll get one or two that say stop, and okay, that's fine.
I'll take them off the list, but you know, it's just handy. And, you know, people, friends of mine that don't pay much attention to politics, they want to know who I'm voting for or who to vote for, you know. And so I'm happy to oblige you with my list.
Hey, you have a great weekend, buddy. Talk to you later. Thank you for the phone call.
Bye.
In Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255 with Tammy Wilson. We'll be right back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time to get ready to apply for 2024 health coverage. Open enrollment for insurance through the Health Insurance Marketplace begins November 1st. A United Way Healthcare Navigator can help you explore plan options, check for cost savings, and enroll. Call 211 or text GetCoveredAK to 898-211 to connect to free local assistance.
Whether running a marathon or to the store, we all get aches and pains. Migraines, sports injuries, spasticity can really put a hitch in your getup. Osteopathic manual medicine can help. Treating children to grandparents, Doctors Malcolm and Wright and McKinley Sports Medicine have over 27 years combined experience. Dr. Malcolm is Fairbanks' only board-certified sports medicine physician. Dr. Wright is double board-certified. OMM, FDM, Botox injections, and joint restorative treatments are exclusively available at one location, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine.
Dearest Mother, I am learning so much these past few months. Of course, I've been eating dinners at Brewster's. The value and the taste of the food is great for my hard-earned money. I've recently ordered a New York steak. It was char-broiled. I have never had a better meal. They even included a salad that was very fresh. I also tried something called amber dipping sauce. Mother, it was delicious. I have located very few restaurants that are open on a Sunday evening. And as always, Brewster's is a pleasant surprise. Your beloved son, Henry.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Mixed precipitation possible at times today, otherwise overcast. High of 43, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 49 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Shine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 49. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Assembly Member Tammy Wilson in the studio with me in the purple padded room with sparkles. And North Korean equipment. This summer, road construction paid for by the city of Fairbanks, it shook the building.
But it's still here.
True. I think of myself as Barney's cousin looking at the purple in this building.
But, you know, Craig had a point, you know, and we were talking about that, you know, during the commercial. You send out a text, I send out text. Mm-hmm. You know, if everybody shared those texts, that's the only way you offset this money. You know, that's the only way you correct it, because they could put as much garbage out that they want about
us. I'm going to correct you. It's the way you offset outside money.
Outside money, yes. Outside
now,
money.
I don't mean to correct you. I mean to add to it, to supplement it. Yeah, supplement it. And you that's know, what and it is. That's what it is.
Well, and outside money includes Anchorage. They are not Fairbanks either, so it doesn't even have to
lost Anchorage
out of state to do it.
Ready for a phone call?
Absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Tammy Wilson, and your name is?
This is Patrick.
Hello, Patrick. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful, but I have a question for Tammy, and I don't know what she can do about this, or maybe I'm a little late tuning in. But we're expected, we have $4.50 a gallon, or almost $5 a gallon for heating oil now. What can we do about this so that we can burn more wood this winter? Could Tammy address that possibly?
Well, we can hope for, like, not as cold temperatures and not being an inversion. You know, at this point, they're still fighting over the serious implementation plan. The governor has 100% been in our court as far as saying, you know, we can't restrict more. Using low sulfur fuel doesn't make sense. You know, the more people who are burning dry wood, definitely helps with the gas conversions. As far as the EPA at this point, you know, letting up on it, that would take a different precedent.
And maybe if Biden wasn't elected, our price of oil wouldn't be so high, and our price of gas wouldn't be so high. And maybe 48 administrative acts against the state of Alaska would not have happened.
So I think it's back to when you don't vote, that is what you get.
Yeah.
But, yeah, unfortunately, until we meet attainment, you know, they're going to continue to come, you know, down on us. We just have to keep people on our course.
And how did you like that that summer forest fire?
That doesn't count it's not our fault.
Now, what's worse, the forest fires or these 4 to 8 days of non-attainment?
Well, I want to know how the inversion is our problem and our fault, but wildfires are not.
Patrick, what do you think?
Well, sounds good to me, guys. Keep up the good work.
I think Patrick wants to heat his house.
Exactly. Yeah. And what was I was in a meeting with the Region 10 administrator of the EPA. And it was explained to him very thoroughly. If you come in with the low sulfur diesel, most people can't afford that. So you get more wood burning.
Oh, absolutely.
And why are you taking away transportation money on an air quality issue?
Right. Well, now it's just even to a point that the gravel on your road, the particulates come there, has now been measured even into our rural communities where they're in a non-attainment because of their own roads.
Ready for a phone call?
Absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Tammy Wilson, and your name is?
It's Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice on radio, and thanks for all the hard work you're doing. But I have a little bit of a bone to pick here.
Okay.
Dave, 4 days of non-attainment during the winter, is that really what you're saying? Is that what you meant to say?
I said 4 to 8 days of non-attainment during the winter.
Yeah, I've seen 4 to 8 days in a row.
And yeah, in North Pole, so David's probably talking more of Fairbanks because they're really, like, they would be in attainment if it hadn't been for the airshed in North Pole, but you're right.
I'm talking about all of it, and I've got the notices because I keep them. I log them. And, you know, it's pretty dang severe. In particular, I remember last Christmas, at minus 43, not being able to get out of the car down at the box stores and take a deep breath. So, you know, I don't mind us.
Is that from pollution or is that from pollution from wood stove or is that from inversion keeping it in?
Dave, everything that we do here, I don't care whether it's a wood stove or a propane stove or a car or a diesel.
What causes it not escape?
Well, there is actually a lot of science behind that, and there's a guy that spent a career up at the university that identified this in 1946, and it's one of the most prevalent thermal inversions found anywhere on the planet.
Yes, it is.
And
they built Fairbanks in the wrong location by about 5 miles.
Well, you know, regardless of that, that's what's exacerbating our problem here.
Yes, it is. I agree.
Okay. And whether we like it or not, we've got this problem, and I just hate to.
So what is worse, the non-attainment in the winter or the wood smoke in the summer?
I'd say that the non-attainment in the wintertime is far worse because with the smoke you're talking about PM2.5. With these other sources that we have, we're talking about volatile organic compounds. We're talking about other gases, sulfur, and so on.
Okay, Mike. I've only got about 4 minutes left with Tammy, and so I want to talk with her about other items. But
I heard what you were saying.
Okay. Yeah, we heard you. But I want to go to a different direction with Tammy. I've only got 4 minutes left with her before election. Okay, buddy?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye. So you got 4 days and 3 days and a wake up.
That's it. Jimmy and Aaron and I, we're out there like pulling everything out we can, sign waving to radio, to TV, you name it, trying to get the word out to be able to do that. But at the end of the day, it's up to the people listening right now. It's talking to your friends, to have your friends talk to their friends. And, we are a close-knit group. Mm-hmm. I mean, you already know enough about any one of us that you're in our camp or you're not in our camp. Now, the question is, are you going to be able to get out there and support us and make sure other people do because you like the changes that you've seen and you want them to continue? And if you don't, I'm not sure what else I can do. Well, I'm sure you can call me and ask me, and I'll give you these suggestions.
I have
a
feeling on Wednesday morning you're going to wake up with a commanding lead where you don't have to worry about the early voting and the absentee voting.
But let's just talk a little bit about that so people do know. You can go out and vote right now.
I voted early.
You go to Shoppers Forum.
Yep.
I got myself in trouble earlier because I didn't realize this. But Shoppers Forum, you walk in to the back by the nail place. There's sometimes not a lot of signs. Mm-hmm. And you vote just like you would vote at your normal place. You don't have to fill out anything else. And, of course, sign your name saying you're who you are, and then you go vote. You can also go to the city of North Pole or the city of Fairbanks. And the city of North Pole and Fairbanks, you do kind of like an absentee ballot where you fill out your envelope and you put it in there. Somebody was really upset because they didn't want to give their information. Well, guys, they already have that information they're asking for. So it's not anything new. It's still better not doing. So if you don't want to do that, then go to Shoppers Forum.
I was the first voter in the city limits, in the borough, actually, because on 8:01 o'clock in the morning, on the first day, I voted absentee at the city of Fairbanks. I watched the city clerk put everything together. I was just watching, not getting in her way because I would have broke something.
You can't touch it, right?
No, I would have broke something. And so when she was done, I just said to myself, and I said to her, I want to vote. I want to do this. I've never done this before. I've never voted early. And I did it. And it was great.
And the other thing you could do, because it's a borough election, if you can't get to your own, right,
mm-hmm.
any place that says vote here, you'll still have to do the same thing as an absentee and fill it out because it's not your voting place, but it will count, and you don't have to worry about trying to figure out where you need to be at. So, and you'll get to vote for all of us. And that's one thing I don't want to hear on Wednesday morning. I would have voted for you if you were in my district. These are all borough-wide on it. So Aaron, Jimmy, and I, although we have seat numbers, it's borough-wide. April, Maggie, and Michael, same thing. You can vote for all six of us no matter where in the borough you are.
We got about 45 seconds left. Thank you for being here. How do you want to end it?
Hey, it's up to them, right? We're at their mercy. I find it interesting because we stay to the long meetings and we beg for this every 3 years. But you know something? There's nothing like this borough. It's amazing. We live here because we love the people. We even like the cold. And at the end of the day, we just want to be left alone and be able to do what we want on our own property without government interference. That simple.
Thank you for being my last political guest.
Thank you for having me. I only had to bake like 100 times. So 101 works, you guys.
I was playing hard to get.
You did very well, too.
Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. And, hey, tomorrow, listen to my Fairbanks Foodie Show. Learn how to cook a brisket.
Ooh,
yeah, it was
can't
great.
Beat that.
It was great. And I will see you on Monday.